Weather every 15 minutes right here on WTGR. It's the Community Ties Program with Joel Branningham on Tiger Country, 97.5 WTGR.
Welcome to the Community Ties Program on this Wednesday, August 13th. We hope that you join us every weekday right after the 11 a.m. news and weather for this program that keeps you updated on events going on around the community. We inform you as to who various nonprofit organizations are throughout Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana, how they serve the community, how you can become involved with them. And we also visit with elected officials, various types of community leaders from around the area, and much more. Again, just to inform you as to what is available and what is happening in your community. And we have a couple of very special guests here from Wayne Healthcare. If you do listen to this program on a regular basis, you know that we visit with a representative or two from Wayne Healthcare on the second Wednesday of each month. And we have Terry Flood with us, Vice President of Business Development, and Dana Putterbaugh, who is in charge of business planning and development. Yeah, business planning development liaison. I'm going to get that right.
That's okay.
So thank you both for being here. I always like to get people's names and titles correct at least as much as possible. So again, we appreciate you both being here, especially during what's a busy week for all of us who are involved with the Great Dark County Fair. So I know you're going to have a booth, whatever you prefer to call it, at the fair. So why don't you talk about that, what people can expect
for
Wayne Healthcare at the fair. Yeah.
So, you know, we've been at the Great Dark County Fair for many years and grandfathered in for a lot of things. And we're excited to have several clinical individuals representing the hospital. You know, starting on Monday the 18th, we're going to have free skin cancer screenings from 12 to 2. We're also going to have some individuals from Orthopedic Associates joining us from 4:30 to 6:30, both on Monday and Wednesday of the fair week. You know, we've got some other individuals new this year. We've got some individuals, Ashley Greer and Kate Young, from our rehabilitation department. So if you've been to outpatient rehab, you know the services that we offer there with physical therapy. And they're going to be talking a lot about women's health, but also some opportunities to learn more about improving your balance. And we've got a program specifically for Parkinson's support, along with individuals from our special beginnings department and blood pressure check. So lots of opportunities there. Information is in the local newspaper. So if you receive that, you can cut that out and hang on to that. But we also have information that will be posted on our social media pages as well as our website.
Yes, and all kind of, every day there's something offered with Wayne Healthcare at the fair, right?
It is. And in addition to this, we are partnering with Everhart Hospice for Partners in Care, and we're going to be a sponsor for the entertainment on August the 20th. So another opportunity to coordinate and partner with others in our community.
Okay. So, and you're going to be, where exactly are you going to be located then at the fair?
We're in this, which fairway is that?
I know it's I think it's the third fairway.
The third fairway. Yeah. Same location that we've been for many, many years. And again, we will have our air-conditioned tent with baby changing station and areas where moms can breastfeed. And for others that are just coming in to rest and relax, we do have some seated area for them to get water and just come in and see information about the services that we offer. You know, they can ask questions. And our tent will be open from 12 to 9 each day during the fair.
Okay, great. And you obviously encourage people to stop by and visit you. Even, hopefully they'll take advantage of the skin cancer screenings and the other screenings you have, blood pressure checks that you're going to be offering and those sorts of things. But just to stop by and learn more about Wayne Healthcare, the services that you provide, and so much more. I mean, that has to be a great opportunity every year for people to approach you and ask questions and get information instead of, because there are probably a lot of people who are more likely to get some important information that way than maybe going online or calling, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It gives them a great opportunity to get that one-on-one that they can talk to somebody who specializes in the specific service line that they might be looking at. So it is a fantastic opportunity. As Terry shared, it's a great partnership for us with other people, with Ortho coming in. We do have Dr. Safat Haddock, which is going to be there on the Wednesday. Last year we had Dr. Chad Reed, so he is coming back again. One of the other things that's a little bit new this year too is if you want to find out about careers at Wayne Healthcare, Paige Suppler will be there to answer questions, let you know what different kind of job opportunities that we have at Wayne Healthcare. So we haven't done that before. So we try to bring different things in each year, and some of the things that we know have been well attended and people really appreciate that we have there.
It might be a good opportunity for people who are looking for first career, especially if they've just graduated or, they just are interested in the health field, because there is always a need. I know it seemed to be highlighted during the pandemic, probably as far as, nursing shortages and just shortages of other, doctors, medical personnel. But, there is still or always is a need for various types of hospital and medical employees, right?
Absolutely. And if they're not sure about a career path or something that they want to do, they can ask those questions to Paige and say, what kind of path do I need to take to be able to get to this, or what is available there at the hospital?
Well, I know you always have wonderful, everybody who's here, including Terry on Community Ties here on a regular basis, is very proud and likes to remind people about what a great staff you have and just how many wonderful people there are at Wayne Healthcare. Doesn't matter what department they're in, if they're part-time, full-time, and I know you both are very proud of everybody who's a part of Wayne Healthcare, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. See, you didn't have to hesitate. And that's great. Obviously, as I mentioned before the program too, waynehealthcare.org is the website, especially if people want to maybe click on the various links while we're talking about what's offered at Wayne Healthcare. So definitely stop by and see them at the fair, because you're probably going to learn something, even if you aren't seeking an answer to a specific question, maybe. But still, there's, because you can help people with all types of medical questions and information. Or you talked about employment, but volunteers, we talk about that all the time, the need you have for volunteers, mm-hmm. and the wonderful people who do volunteer that makes such a difference at Wayne Healthcare, right?
Yes. Yes.
So that's and they can ask questions about that, about, mm-hmm. I'm retired now, or, I have more availability, whatever it is, and I'd like to help out. Yeah. So.
And one of the things is our tent is staffed pretty much by the volunteers. They are the ones who are sitting there just connecting with the people, and they can share what they do on a regular basis and let people know. If you're interested in volunteering, there are people there that can share that information.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else that either of you have to add about Wayne Healthcare at the fair?
No, just come out and join us. We're looking forward to welcoming everyone. And like I said, we've got an air-conditioned tent. We know it's oftentimes very hot during the fair. So come in, take a breather, grab some water, and enjoy the promotional items and educational materials that we have for individuals.
And great. And I hope listeners will stay tuned in the second half of the program, because we're going to talk about an important blood drive that's coming up, a Life Steps weight management program that's going to start after the fair as well and continue into December, as well as a diabetes wellness program that they offer, which you probably heard about in the past. So we'll talk about that after the break. But before we go into the break, I would like one or both of you to share a little bit about National Breastfeeding Month, which is one of the reasons why you're here, how important that is, and what Wayne Healthcare does to promote that.
Yeah, just, as we think about women's health as a whole and the opportunity to share information about National Breastfeeding Month, we want to remind people that we're fortunate as a small hospital to still offer women's services and obstetric care. There's many organizations canceling services or reducing services or even closing units. So, letting people know that we offer breastfeeding classes for expecting parents. We offer that immediate skin-to-skin contact, which helps with the birthing experience. We have 24-hour room, in-room help with mothers and new infants with their bonding. We've got lactation consultants. We've got three individuals who are internationally board-certified lactation consultants. And then also I would add, we've got a new partnership that you will soon hear more about, and that is a partnership with the Vercells Winery. We've got a new wine called Special Beginnings, and every purchase of that wine, every bottle, $2 is going to come back to our Wayne Healthcare Foundation to support women's health. So that is another opportunity to strengthen not only our local community, but education around women's health from birth to, you know, the lifespan of women.
Okay. Well, that is outstanding. And any way that you can, you know, encourage people to support, you know, Wayne Healthcare, yeah, Women's Health and Wayne Healthcare, then that is outstanding. So once again, waynehealthcare.org is their website. You can always give them a call, follow them on social media. Don't forget to do all that as well. And with that, unless there's something else you want to mention about National Breastfeeding Month, we'll go into the break.
I think that's it. You know, if you're looking, if you're an expecting mom or not sure, you know, what your path is to motherhood, I would say reach out to Western Ohio OBGYN, to any of our clinics and the providers there. But then also if you are already pregnant and looking to maybe deliver and want to deliver at Wayne, I'd say reach out. We've got a virtual tour on our website where you can actually tour the unit and see it before you actually come in. So it's a great opportunity to deliver local and learn more.
Okay, very good. So again, we'll go ahead and take a break and be back with Dane and Terry in just a moment to talk about, among other things, Wayne Healthcare Community Blood Drive that's going to happen right after the fair, and Life Steps Weight Management Program that may be something you're interested in, which will start soon after the fair ends. And there's the Diabetes Wellness Program coming up in September you may want to be a part of. So we'll talk about that and more with Wayne Healthcare as we visit with them today and on the second Wednesday of each month here on Community Ties with Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR.
Best way to dispose.